Okay, here we go in English. Go ahead.
Okay, Hare Krishna. My question is that what to do if we feel depressed because we was proud and we were jealous and Krishna left us because of this and he broke us. And how to survive a fallen condition soul? This thing.
Well, a Vaishnav is surrendered. So, Asya Pinashtuma Madashamam Mar Mahatam Karotuba. Whether Krishna is now trampling me under his feet, or whether he's embracing me, we just take that equally. We know that Krishna means us well, and sometimes it may be painful, but we also accept that pain, just like parents. Sometimes parents, they'll hit their child, and it's painful, but they do it in order to raise him properly. Or sometimes they may then praise the child, give him some presents, and that's very good, but you can't live by presents all the time. And so Krishna is also like that. He's like the father. And when he sees that devotees are especially proud, because Krishna doesn't like to see pride. Pride is the opposite of humility, and you can't cultivate actually real love for Krishna without humility. There's a whole section of Brihad Bhagavatamrita where the two things are described, how they're interdependent, humility and love. So devotees need to learn how to be humble, and if we're in good Krishna consciousness, all challenges are faceable when someone's sufficiently Krishna conscious. When you're not, then everything becomes insurmountable. So the whole purpose of Bhagavad Gita was that Arjuna thought that he wasn't able to surmount the challenge that Krishna made him Krishna conscious by preaching to him. And then when Arjuna understood what his duty was and who Krishna was, and the benefits of acting and not acting according to Krishna's instruction, or the bad reaction of not acting according to Krishna's instruction, then he became very decisive. Then it was very clear for him what he had to do. It didn't become any easier. It just meant that he had the strength to do it. And Krishna, whatever he sees, when he sees something in us, then he'll instruct us through devotees, through scriptures, and then if we persist, and if we don't change voluntarily, then Krishna forces change upon us circumstantially, and that's what happens. So either we learn by hearing, or we learn by experience. So it's better to try and learn by hearing. Less painful, anyway. Although some measure of experience seems to be almost inevitable, because you never know what Krishna's got up his sleeve. And what was the other question?
It was if we chant the holy name with offenses, and it makes aparas. I read it in the Madhurya Kadambini. And how many time will it last to chant purely?
It's an individual thing. It depends how careful we are we need to be, if we're very, very careful and very, very determined, then it won't take very long. If someone's careless about committing offenses, it'll take a long time. And the problem is that the offenses themselves cause further obstruction to our spiritual advancement, and they also tend to then be the source of further offenses. So it's something that one needs to be really careful of. It's like you walk out on the street. You have to be careful at every single intersection. You have to be careful of crossing the street. It's not something that you can ever be negligent of, because at any time you can meet with some kind of disaster. So people live like that. It's sort of inbred. You just automatically stop. So in the same way that you automatically stop when you hit a sidewalk or you hit a street at the edge of the sidewalk, people need to also know automatically how to avoid activities that are detrimental for their spiritual life and are not conducive to a Vaishnav conduct and Vaishnav atmosphere. That's all. And then you have this other thing about other question about people again becoming depressed because of their anarthas. Once again, it's not an issue of it's the reality of life. It's what we are, and it's like soldiers. Soldiers don't get depressed when it's time to fight. Otherwise, what was the purpose of their being soldiers? They're soldiers because that's what their identity is fighting. But they'll get depressed if they don't have suitable weapons, if they haven't been practicing, if they haven't been doing their drills, if they not armed properly. So that's a source of being depressed. So having to face the impurities in our heart is not a source of depression. That's what we came here for, to become Krishna conscious. And unfortunately, before all the good things come, of course, good things are coming right from the very beginning. But the transcendental, spiritual, ultimate rewards, they take some time. Before they come, you have to sort of clean house. And that's what anarthas are. And often we don't, we're not really quite in the picture of just exactly how much that house cleaning is going to be, how big a job it is, and that's why sometimes people get a little frightened that this is like it's going on for years and years and years. But we also need to take shelter in the fact that because it's Kali Yuga, because Krishna is who he is, he's called Bhavagrahi Janardana. He's a person who accepts the essence of a devotee's efforts. For him, our trying to become purified is as important or more important than being purified. Yeah, Kali Yuga, it's a difficult, an extremely difficult time. So Krishna is sensitive to all of those things, and he just wants us to keep trying. And keep trying means that you love someone when you keep trying. That's what keep trying means. That you never give up. So it's like, you know, sometimes when devotees, they sort of either give up on either Krishna consciousness, or give up on trying, or some similar circumstance. I mentioned that, but if you love someone, you don't stop. You keep going. Of course, if you don't, then you may not. So we keep trying. When Krishna sees that we keep trying, then that's what, because for him, purity, impurity, he makes the impure pure in a moment just by his desire, not a big thing. He can purify us just like that. Provided that we've, you know, really struggled for it, we really want it, then it's something that we can rest assured will happen. And then once again, in order to keep that frame of mind, in order to be determined, we need to be very much in contact with Sadhan Bhakti, with the holy name, in good association with Vaishnavas. And so you have to be patient and sometimes tromp through the swamp of bad experiences and difficulties in Krishna consciousness in order to once again get onto dry land and keep moving forward. But a person who mamcha yoga vicharina bhakti yogina sivati, that's avyavicharini bhakti, someone who just doesn't give up. Someone who doesn't give up.